This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For decades, AARP has been viewed as the most powerful defender of Social Security. So any hint that the nation's largest advocacy group for seniors might be changing its stance would be a big deal. And that's precisely what happened a few days ago. A front-page story in the Wall Street Journal claimed that AARP had dropped its opposition to cutting Social Security benefits. NPR's Wendy Kaufman explains.
Almost as soon as the story appeared, AARP officials called it inaccurate and said it misconstrued the organization's position and that there had been no change in policy. But what really rankled David Certner, the organization's legislative policy director, was the timing of the story. It appeared just as negotiations on raising the debt ceiling were kicking into high gear. And Certner says the story left the impression that AARP would not oppose benefit cuts as part of the effort to reduce the deficit. That, he says, is not the case.
And we have been very adamant that Social Security should not be part of this discussion. Social Security should not be cut to deal with the current deficit.
But while Certner and other organization officials scrambled to distance themselves from the idea it would tolerate cuts now, they did not dispute another major tenet of the story, that AARP recognizes benefit cuts in Social Security may be unavoidable in the future. Still, it wasn't something the organization wanted to see highlighted on the front page of a major newspaper. And not surprisingly, the reaction to the story was swift.
It's been greeted as a monumental shift.
Eric Kingston is co-director of Strengthen Social Security, a coalition that opposes cuts.
AARP is being complimented by all those folks out there who have been working to cut Social Security.
According to the most widely used estimate, there's enough money to pay full Social Security benefits until 2036. But after that, if nothing is changed, recipients would get nearly 25% less. The shortfall could be addressed with additional revenue, changes in benefits, or both. And proposals are already circulating in Washington to address the issue. With that as the backdrop, here's what the AARP official said to the Wall Street Journal. "The ship was sailing. I wanted to be at the wheel when that happens." To Eric Kingston, that sounded like AARP is too willing to compromise just to get a seat at the negotiating table.
They talked about the ship. As the ship moves forward, my worry is that the ship might be the ship Titanic for older Americans and for people with disabilities and for our kids, unless they redirect what they're willing to accept.
The AARP's David Certner rejects the suggestion that his organization has sold anyone out. He adds his group wants Americans to know that some people in Washington are talking about significant changes in Social Security benefits.
We need to make changes to strengthen Social Security, not simply to put cuts into the statute. And we will have that broader debate, and we welcome that broader debate. And we're willing to take all these options, including these options that we don't like, out to the entire population so they can see what's being proposed.
Making changes to Social Security for the long term won't be easy and it won't be quick. And Andrew Biggs, a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, a Washington think tank, believes AARP will be more effective in negotiations if it stakes out a moderate position.
If you're an organization and you say, we are going to stand with zero benefit cuts to fix Social Security, when a bipartisan commission appointed by President Obama is saying we should do it with two-thirds benefit cuts, you become basically irrelevant to the debate.
Then again, AARP has 37 million members and a huge and sophisticated lobbying machine. So whatever it does, it will be hard to ignore. For now, the group is in damage control mode, trying to undo the perception that it's open to making benefit cuts now. It's fighting on another front, too. Some of the organization's members are signaling their unhappiness by tearing up their membership cards. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.